National Senior Health and Fitness Day. Fatty, make sure you get out there and do your senior size class today. And I'm going to be there soon. In fact, what age are you considered a senior citizen? I could probably look that up, and there's probably not an official day either. And how dare I consider Big Fatty a senior citizen? Maybe he's not. He's a very spry, youthful. I mean, look, as many gentlemen callers as he has, I wouldn't be able to keep up. And I'm only 45, only 25-year-olds listening. Blaine over there, I don't know how old Blaine is, but that sounds like a very young name. Blaine from last week, who messaged us, in his 20s probably. He's like, yeah, Adam, you're a senior citizen as well. You don't feel like a senior citizen. You know, I don't think you ever feel like a senior citizen. Anyway, maybe I should be going to senior sides as well.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
How dare I consider Big Fatty a senior citizen?
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yeah.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4263. The BFO for Thursday the 6th of June 2024. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I thought I had a visit from Whitman Tinka, but I found out otherwise. Big Fatty! Hello, travelers! Big Fatty! Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're travelers, because that's what Big Fatty is doing today. Y'all, I am traveling. I am traveling over to the... To the Metropolis Entertainment Complex. Y'all, it's the old swimming hole, Pwn Star Weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. So Big Fatty is heading on over. Y'all, I'll be overserved later today at the Capri Lounge. Yes, Big Fatty. And then it'll be it'll be hot as blue blazes on Saturday out there while the Pwn Stars are playing Hide the Weenie, Big Fatty, and or Find the Weenie or Where's the Special Chaya? Musical Special Chayas, Big Fatty, Hide the Weenie and Musical Special Chayas, Or maybe it's pin the weenie on the Big Fatty your face. Well, okay. But anyway, y'all, I'll be over there. And now, y'all, Tamari's a little show will be pre-recorded. So you'll have a little show when you wake up for right morning. Of course, there'll be no for right. At Fatty's, but y'all, that's okay, because Big Fatty will be, yes, Big Fatty, you'll just be, you're a whore, you'll be a whore is what you'll be. Well, guilty as charged. Music, we do indeed. Y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, the Nep and I, y'all, we traveled over to Shady Pines. Y'all, both of the ladies joined us. And, y'all, it was just a lovely evening. Big Fatty. Y'all, I had... excuse me. I'll tell you about why I'm yawning in a minute. But, y'all, they've been having a strawberry and blueberry wedge solid, and it has the goat cheese on it and the Bayfran and the what are those things called? The sunflower seeds and blue cheese. Y'all, I had that. It was so good. And y'all, it was nice and cold. And it was the perfect summertime supper. Big Fatty, it's only spring. Well, it's meteorological summer. You know, that starts on the first day of June, just like the first day of meteorological winter starts on the first day of June in the future. But y'all, it was a lovely evening. Got back here to the villa, and y'all, the nip was heading out to the y'all. It was the Pride. It was the, yes, Big Fatty, the Pride opening night party up near the big circle. And he was going to go up there with some folks. And y'all, all I can say is about 1:30 a.m. in the morning, y'all, I got, well, all of us got a message saying, oh, thank Hydrogen for the hot 25-year-old army boy from Gitmo, Cuba. Big Fatty, did he escape? No, I don't think he escaped. Happy Pride! Evidently there was it was cradle robin with the nip last night. But anyway, I don't know any more details than that. But y'all, I got home and watched the news and the Wheel of Fortune and the Jeopardy. And y'all, then I switched it over to the sports ball game. And while all that was on, I was playing my games. I was playing Words with Friends and the Yahtzee with Friends or whatever it's called. And y'all, then I switched over to the absorbent iPad and I was playing the Candy Crush. And y'all, the time just kind of got away from me. And you know, when I was when the sports ball was over, it was almost, I don't know, it was probably after 10 o'clock. It may have even been 10:30 when I crawled into the chamber. And y'all, I was in there and I was trying to drift off to sleep. And y'all, I didn't hear the door or a window open. But y'all, I believe that Whitman Tinker had returned to the villa. Big Fatty, that's never a good thing. It's true. And so, y'all, I tossed and turned and didn't sleep worth a Whitman Tinker's damn. And anyway, y'all, I finally got out of the bed. I finally fell asleep probably about 1:30 or so, but didn't sleep an extended period, you know, lots of time. But y'all, woke up a couple of more times and finally went back to sleep. Right after 6 a.m. in the morning, y'all, I was like, okay, I'm up. And so, y'all, I decided, you know, I think I'm going to go ahead and get up and go out and do my morning nipple walk. So, y'all, that's what I did. I put on my walking slippers, and I was off. I was off to the big circle, y'all. The sun had not come up yet, but, you know, it was light outside and everything. And the humidity was high, but the temperature was like at 70 or 71. And so, y'all, I did the big circle, and I came back and got my shirt. And had my brofkas and read the paper and did my my games and my puzzles and y'all, then I was off to get my hairs cut. And y'all, you know, you gotta be prepared to be the master of ceremonies at the old swimming hole for the weekend. So I got my hairs cut. And y'all, the lady that I really liked that knows how to give me the Bug Harder cut, she was there. And y'all, it was lovely. It was just lovely. Walked right in, sat right down in her chair. And y'all, from there, I headed over to the Sam's Club to get petroleum for old Ruby Red, because, you know, I'll be traveling. And y'all, $2.82 a gallon, Big Fatty. And so I was very pleased with that. And from there, I was off to get Ruby Red washed again. And so Ruby Red went through the car wash. And then I went to the Vons East. Yes, Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. We hear it, y'all, as I do on hump day. Y'all headed over to the Vons East. And y'all, since I'm heading out of town, I didn't really need anything, but there were a few things that were on sale that I thought I'd go ahead and get. Plus, you know, at the Vons East, if you are 60, they consider you a senior citizen. So, Crooked Hat, in that case, that answers your question. Y'all, they had the Fig Newtons on sale, and darn tootin', I don't really, the Fig Newtons are okay, but y'all, at one point, they had blueberry Newtons, and they had strawberry Newtons, and y'all, they had the strawberry again, so they would buy one, get one free, so I got a package of that. Y'all, they had the side dishes there in the, where the Bayfront and all is, in the chilled section. And y'all, they had a thing of, it was two twice-baked potatoes. Y'all, I love a twice-baked potato. And so it was buy one, get one free. So I got one package of that. And y'all, they had a new product. It was a barbecue pulled chicken. And y'all, it was buy one, get one free. Y'all, it's a big package of it. And it cost me the get one free price. The buy one, get one free price was $5. So I figured I can't go wrong there. Y'all, they had the Spam. They had the Spam on sale. Buy one, get one free. Y'all, I love Spam. I don't eat it often, but I do love a fried Spam. And y'all, then I picked me up some organic sunflower seeds. Y'all, they were just delicious on my salad. Y'all, they had the, what am I trying to say? They had the, what is that stuff called? Gatorade. Gatorade Zero Orange Flavor. If you bought two, you got one free. So I got three of those. Y'all, I figured I'd have that to rehydrate over there at the old swimming hole cement pond party. y'all, they had the giant bag of the peanut butter, whether it was any flavor of the M&Ms, the giant one. It was on sale for $10. And y'all, so I got the peanut butter filled ones. And y'all, I just put them in the back of the closet. And y'all, if go on a vacation, you know, we always have the snack table. And those were always popular on the snack table last year. So I got that. Y'all, I picked me up one of those Mexican street cone solid kits. They were on sale. Big Fatty, you ran out of music. I did. Y'all, they had something called the White Mountain Bread Racist on sale. And y'all, it had come recommended by some folks. And so, y'all, I picked up a loaf of that. Y'all, that's all I got. Y'all, I spent $35.62, but I saved $26.17. Big Pay, maybe you can buy some more music with all that. Well, maybe I can. And so, y'all, all that happened early in the day. Y'all, I was home in having done all of that in time to see the end of the Price is Right. And I had me a little bit of lunch. I had the last of that beef stew. And then I've been I've been, what have I been doing? I don't know. I've just been peddling. I've been peddling, and so I was doing a little nipple walk around the inside of the villa, because y'all, it's just hot. It's just hot outside, and so I did that, and then I decided that I turned on the sports ball, and y'all, then I decided, Brady, why don't you just sit down and record the little show? And y'all, that's what I'm doing. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Freddy! Dear, I see y'all, a couple little things I want to pass along to you. Y'all, I got an e-letter. I got an e-letter from that Randy up there in the Penis Slivania. You know, he's former number 3 fan of the BFO. Y'all, he's been here to the villa along with not-so-shy Tom. And y'all, he sent me an e-letter yesterday, and he says, Fatty, comma, big, it's official. I did it. Get your mind out of the gutter, Big Freddy. That's just not possible. And he says, I've signed my retirement papers today, and as of close of business, as they say, Friday, June the 14th, I'm hanging up my flashlight hat and saying goodbye to my cold mind after 35.6478 years of dedicated service. We all know that 55 is too young to retire, so stay tuned for whatever that next chapter is. Hope you're well, love. And, y'all, I just think that's wonderful. Randy, I'll tell you what I tell everybody else. Don't look back. Don't second-guess yourself. You've never retired before in your life. You don't know what to expect, but it's a chance to get out there and learn to do something new. And I think that we all need to do that, you know, don't second guess ourselves on things as much as we tend to do. Y'all also, yesterday I got testimoniums. Well, one of them was from my Northeast Straight Jerry! Dan, y'all, he sent me some pictures. He sent me some pictures of little Evan and Logan at Evan's birthday party. Y'all, just as cute as they can be. And he says that Evan's already telling us he's not our baby anymore. Be funny. Oh, dear God, see y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all, I'll be back tomorrow with a pre-recorded little show. Y'all got some voice letters that I'm going to pass along to you on tomorrow's little show. And, you know, probably do some scratch-offs. And y'all, I might even preview and let you know who the Pwn Stars are going to be for the old swimming hole party. Yes, Big Freddy, it sounds lovely. And stay tuned for more, Big Freddy. What else are they going to do? Listen to Daniel Bieber talk over there on the Crooked Hat Show? Well, they can do that too. And speaking of Crooked Hat Show, Adam,
how dare I consider Big Fatty a senior citizen?
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yeah.
Oh, it sounds like somebody else you might want to consider as a extreme senior citizen.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.